Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is June 19th. These are today's vital statistics. Rocky H. Longmire, 72, of Reedstown, died May 14th at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held at the Reedstown Advancement Building on Saturday, June 20th, from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Rocky is survived by his wife, Cheryl Longmire, three children, Angela and Mike Ewing, Chad and Jennifer Longmire, and Chet Longmire, mother, Lorraine Stevelingson, seven grandchildren, five step-grandchildren, one great-grandson, three brothers, Tony Longmire, Mark Longmire, and Billy Stevelingson, sister, Susan Cashman, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends, Rocky H. Longmire, 72, of Reedstown. Vernon L. Wiedenfeld, 80, of rural Ithaca, died Wednesday, June 17th, at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Monday, June 22nd at noon at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. Visitation will be held at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 22nd from 9:30 until the time of service at noon. Vernon Wiedenfeld is survived by his brother, Edwin Ed Wiedenfeld of Ithaca. Vernon L. Wiedenfeld, 80, of rural Ithaca. John P. Murphy, 83, of Reedsburg, died Saturday, June 13th. Visitation will be held Monday, June 22nd at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. A short prayer service will be held at 12 with a luncheon immediately following. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. John is survived by his partner, Jill Walstead Bisco, his daughters, Deborah and Paul Posh, Nancy and Frank Hayer, and son, Johnny and Connie Murphy. Jill's daughters, Amanda and Nick Stittleberg, and Brianna Coleman and Brandon Prom. John P. Murphy, 83, of Reedsburg. Mary Lou Cusdas, age 79, of Plain, died June 12th at the Legacy of DeForest. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, June 24th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held at the church on Wednesday, June 24th from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a reading or literacy charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Mary Lou Cusdas is survived by three sons, Sean Cusdas and Julie Stanek, Brian Cusdas and Shannon Reed, and Connor Cusdas, three grandchildren, her sister Anne, nieces and nephews, as well as other relatives and friends. Mary Lou Cusdas, age 79, of Plain. James P. Funk, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday, June 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being considered at a later date. The family would like to thank Schmidt Woodland Hills and A Grace Hospice for their commitments to care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Jim is survived by his sons, Corey and Sandra Funk, Toby and Dawn Funk, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, former wife Patricia A. Funk, other family members, former co-workers, and many friends. James P. Funk, 84, of Richland Center.